Hey, this is Chris Johnson. I was at the store the other night, just doing my normal weekly shopping trip. I don't really go to the store too often unless it's the fucking grocery store. I've never been like the shopping type guy. Back in the day when like malls were a big fucking thing, I was never like, let's fucking just cruise around stores and just look at shit that I have no fucking interest in buying. Like, I don't see the fucking point in that. Like, if I fucking want something, I know what I fucking want. I'm either gonna order it online or just go to the fucking store and buy it. I have no fucking interest in just like browsing around for shit. I can browse around for shit at home on my fucking phone. It's fucking 2021 for fuck's sake. Who the fuck just goes to the store to just fucking look at shit now? I don't fucking get that. I've never fucking understood that shit. So it's basically grocery store for me. Grocery store, occasional pet store. That's basically fucking it. I go off times. Back when the fucking stores were 24 hours, I'd go at like 2, 3 in the fucking morning because nobody would be in the fucking store. It was fucking awesome. Now I gotta go either at the very beginning of the day, or like when that shit opens at like 6 a.m. or right at the end of the day, like 10, 11 o'clock, a night before it closed. Because I'm super panicky about the fucking virus and being around people. I don't want to be around people under normal fucking circumstances. Now I don't want to be around people fucking at all. So I go at these weird off fucking hours. I can get in and out. It's fucking quicker. I don't have to wait in fucking lines and shit. And it really works out for me. Here's what really burns my fucking ass though. And this happens all the time. This doesn't just happen at the fucking grocery store. This happens fucking anytime I'm in any fucking parking lot ever. I don't fucking get it. I always shop at weird hours. So anytime I go, the parking lot is generally pretty fucking empty. So I go and I park in a spot where there's nobody fucking around me. There's nobody in front of me. There's nobody side to side. And if I see a fucking car, I'm not thinking that I'm gonna park next to that guy. Why would I want to park next to somebody if there's a whole fucking lot? But inevitably, I'll finish shopping, I'll leave the fucking store, and there'll be like two cars on either fucking side and the car in front of me, and I gotta like back out. The fucking lot is empty, for Christ's sake. Why are you parking near me? Like, what fucking possesses people to park near the next car they fucking see in a goddamn lot? If it's a fucking busy lot, if it's the fucking work lot when I still have to go to work, yes, you gotta fucking park near people. But like, if you're in a fucking store lot and the whole goddamn lot is empty, and there's a million fucking spots, why on fucking earth are you parking next to me? I don't fucking get it. It drives me fucking insane. And sometimes I'll be there and I'll take a look at the people and I'll fucking give them the fucking stink eye. I'll just like, what are you doing? Like, I can't get in my fucking door now? Or they'll park and the fucking car will be running. That happened the other night. I get out there and this fucking car is running right next to my fucking car. I want to like load my groceries in, but some dick is just sitting there on the fucking phone. Like, what are you doing, son? Like, get off your fucking phone. Turn the goddamn car off. Go inside or some such shit. Or how about this? Don't fucking park next to me. I fucking hate when people fucking park next to me. It drives me fucking insane. Here's another thing that drives me insane. These motherfuckers that don't put the goddamn carts back in the fucking corral. And at night, it's a fucking disaster. I'm fucking bobbing and weaving through the goddamn parking lot like I'm avoiding fucking landmines or some shit. You just went into the store. Store's got a big fucking surface area. A lot of fucking square footage in there. You took the goddamn cart. You walked up and down every fucking aisle. You filled that motherfucker. You took it out to your car. You unloaded it. And you can't take an extra 15 fucking steps to the goddamn corral? They got the corrals all over the place, for Christ's sake. It's not like you have to wash the goddamn thing before you fucking return it. You just have to push it. You literally have to just walk your lazy fucking ass 20 steps to the cart corral and just push the fucking thing in there. But nobody fucking does it. They'll like fucking lean it up against fucking lampposts. And sometimes they'll do this too. Sometimes they'll like look around to see if anybody's watching. I'm watching, motherfucker. I saw it. And I think you're a sack of shit. And I'll stare at them when they do it. I don't know why they're looking around, because when they see me watching them be a dick, they don't care. They get like this weird like smirk on their face, and then they kind of like move a little bit faster, like I'm gonna go kick the shit out of them. Which, I gotta be honest, I might. It's on my fucking mind. Like, what possesses somebody to do something like that? The parking next to me is one thing. That's fucking stupid, and I'm never gonna understand that. But in the grand scheme of things, it's relatively harmless. It's just a fucking annoyance. You're just annoying me. When you don't put your cart back, you're just fucking everything up. You're fucking up how the universe is supposed to work. Because now somebody's gotta go gather the goddamn cart. Those fuckers blow around the goddamn lot. They could bump into other fucking cars. You're getting in people's way. All because you're a sack of shit. Because you're a lazy, self-centered sack of shit who thinks fucking everything revolves around your fucking ass. I don't give a fuck what the scenario is. You roll that fucking cart back to the goddamn corral. There's no fucking excuse not to fucking do that. You know what that attitude is? That attitude is the same type of person that fucking makes a mess at a fucking restaurant or when they're out in public and like somebody will try to clean it up and they're like, no, people get paid to clean that up. No. People aren't paid to be your fucking butler. People are paid to keep like the stores in fucking order. They're not paid to clean up after you. What the fuck do you think this is? I fucking hate that attitude. It's fucking elitist. It's an elitist douchebag fucking attitude. This is the same type of people that fucking litter and like throw garbage out the fucking window. I suppose people clean that shit up too. People are paid to clean that shit up. God damn it. This is why everything sucks. This is why everything fucking sucks around here. This is why people don't wear masks. This is why people fucked up during the pandemic. When I say people, I mean mostly fucking dumb hick fucking Americans, because they're selfish and they don't give a shit about fucking anything but themselves or anybody but themselves. You fucking litter. You fucking make a mess with the carts. You fucking make a mess all over the place. You expect people to fucking clean up after you. How the fuck did you get that mentality? I feel like a fucking dick if I'm out and I make a mess. If I grab the wrong thing in a fucking aisle and I don't need it anymore, I'm gonna fucking walk back to the aisle I found it in. And I'm gonna fucking put it back because I'm not a fucking dick. We live in a fucking society, for Christ's sake. Jesus fucking Christ. God damn it. Going to the store is fucking annoying because of this shit. It's already annoying because I'm at the store. You know what I mean? It's already annoying because I got a fucking list. I got to find what the fuck I'm doing. And I put shit in the list all in this weird order. So sometimes I'm in the fucking produce section and I don't look further down on the list and realize I need something else. So I got to double back. I'm fucking roaming around the goddamn store like fucking Magellan, for Christ's sake. Like mapping out my fucking route. I don't know where the fuck I'm going. So I'm already annoyed enough and I got to deal with all this other bullshit. Just people being dicks and all this shit. Fucking shit. People are just dicks in general and it bothers me. Everything fucking bothers me. And I'm gonna bitch about it every fucking week. Twice a week, actually. Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when I'm back. That's when new podcast episodes come down. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Podbean, which is the fucking host. All the episodes are there, every single one of them. You can catch me in my Facebook timeline and on Twitter, JohnsonHateYou, or on Instagram. That is at maybe 5 minutes.